Lesson three is realizing that most everything you've been told about health and disease, well, it's wrong. Okay, it's right if you're the average American, but if you choose to live a different life, it's all a bunch of lies. Let me explain. There's a book about disease, the diagnosing of disease, and the prognosis, which means what they expect will happen to you. Again, this is that book I call the Merck Manual. It's a book that every doctor has on their shelf. And basically, again, it's a book of diagnosis. So when you go see a doctor, they look at all the symptoms you have, and then they put a name on your disease or your dis-ease or your illness. They name it, and they go, okay, well, this is you. You have hairy cell leukemia, or you have Parkinson's disease, or whatever it is you might have. And then after that, they give you a prognosis, which might be, hey, you only have 6 months to live, or you have a year to live, or you have to take this drug or have this surgery. And what the doctors forget to tell you or omit from telling you is there's something in the middle between that diagnosis or what's wrong with you and that prognosis, which is what they can expect to happen in the future. And what's in the middle is you. And so doctors pretty much figure they know you. They got you wired. They know what the average American is. So if you go to a doctor like I did with a deformed heart and deformed heart valves, of course, that was my diagnosis. The prognosis was that I would be dead by 20 without surgery. Now, I didn't have the surgery, and that was 27 years ago. But they figured that I was the average American. Then I burnt my hand off. I went to the doctors. They said, you'll never grow skin on that hand again. In other words, the diagnosis was fourth-degree burns. The prognosis was you could never grow skin on the hand. But again, they assumed, that was their mistake, they assumed that I was the average American. When I tore my knee up and blew out my medial collateral ligaments and my anterior cruciate ligaments, and I broke my cartilage and my meniscus, the diagnosis was that I destroyed my knee. The prognosis was you'll never walk again without surgery. I didn't have the surgery. They assumed I was the average American. But how did my body repair itself? Well, the key is you in the middle. Again, when a doctor looks at you, they say you have this disease. And then they assume this is what will happen, but they also assume in the middle that you are the average American. And let me tell you just a little bit about who the average American is and the average American lifestyle. Well, let's talk about food. The average American eats a low-nutrition, high-fat, high-sugar food program. It's high in over-processed, nutritionally deplete food. The average American eats 300 soft drinks a year, 170 pounds of white refined sugar, 400 candy bars, 500 donuts, and since I don't eat any donuts, someone out there is eating 1,000. The average American eats 12 entire 3,000-pound cows in their lifetime. Now, just imagine lying back and have 12 3,000-pound cows put in through your mouth, run through your bloodstream, your digestive tract, and then pray to God that you're going to get that stuff out of your body. The average American consumes 6 entire whole pigs in their lifetime, 3,000 chickens and other birds, another 3,000 assorted fish and sea creatures, 30,000 quarts of milk, and pass this all through their digestive tract in their bloodstream. It's a wonder our arteries don't work and our digestion doesn't work. Hey, the average American has between 2 and 4 bowel movements a week. According to my estimate, that puts us 70,000 normal bowel movements short in our lifetime. They definitely have diverticulosis. They definitely have digestive and elimination diseases. The average American gets little exercise, has hypercholesterolemia or a cholesterol level above 200, has hypertension or high blood pressure. The average American consumes over 30,000 aspirin and other painkillers in their lifetime. Believe me, these are not people that want to feel what's going on in their body. The average American consumes over 20,000 more over-the-counter and prescription drugs and drinks over 2,000 gallons of alcohol. We're talking about someone that's very numb here or wants to numb their body. The average American has a negative self-image, gets reoccurring bouts of depression and anxiety. The average American is physically, emotionally, and spiritually sick and sitting in front of that tube watching more reruns of dysfunctional television. And this is who the doctor thinks you are. And listen to me very hard right now. If that's who you are, then you better buy this book, the Merck Manual. Because if the doctor says you have a disease, I can guarantee you they will also know the outcome. Because that book is written about the average American. In fact, all of the institution of medicine itself is based on you being the person they can count on, the overstuffed, fat, lethargic, dysfunctional, drugged out average American. So if you're sick and you have a disease and they name it, and then they tell you what is going to happen, it will if you're the average American. But what I am saying to you is, suppose you dare to do something extremely radical. Be different. Suppose you dare to break outside of this bondage of the average American and be somebody different. Suppose you decide to make just a few steps to consume food that will build your body up instead of breaking it down. Suppose you make a few steps to move your body a little more. And I know this is really radical. How about liking yourself? And extremely radical, how about loving yourself? And what will happen to you if you choose to create a healthy lifestyle that is different than the average American? Well, the first thing that you're going to notice is anything and everything a doctor tells you is crap. That's right. I don't care what disease they named you with, what problem they named you with, what illness they named you with, and whatever outcome they said would happen, it will not happen. And this is how every patient in my clinic, if they would change their lifestyle and stop being the average plugged up American and create a new healthy lifestyle, what they got was what many consider a miracle, what the doctors considered a miracle. But really, to me, it was just the wondrous things that your body can create if it's given a half a chance, the wondrous health that you can create if you choose a healthier path. So you can forget all the names of the diseases you've heard and all the opinions you got from these overeducated, blind, idiot medical doctors. Forget all the diagnosis, forget all the prognosis, forget all the doom and all the gloom and all the results of their tests. You have to free yourself from all this medical chatter and confusion. You have to let it go because none of it applies to you anymore. See, step three is to stop being the average American. And therefore, you're going to prove this doctor wrong. You can achieve powerful health. You can heal any disease, regardless of what they say about it. All my patients healed themselves of all these incurable diseases, from cancer to AIDS, to cleared out their blocked arteries, to diabetes, to Alzheimer's, to everything in between. You can have powerful health. You can create what the doctors consider to be a healing miracle. That's what happened in my clinic every day. And all you have to do to make this happen is stop being the average American and start living a new healthy lifestyle.